Thank you for calling Eagle Boss. My name is Nakia. How may I help you?
Yes, Nakia, I got a question for you. On the 18th of February, I was charged from you guys, and I received my package. And now it's the 25th, and I'm being charged again. I'm trying to figure why. It should be once a month, right?
May I have your name and address?
Yes, it's Wayne Wardlow, and my address is 1715 Southeast 16th Street in Oak Grove, Missouri, 64075.
All right. Thank you for this information. So for the month of February, from what I can see, you were only billed once, and that was on today. Prior to that, however, last month you were billed on the 29th, so maybe it did not clear until the beginning of February. Allow me one moment just to double check.
Okay.
Yes, so your frequency is set for 4 weeks, but between December and now, there was a month that had 5 weeks. So, for example, January, you will bill January the 1st, and then January the 29th, which was likely didn't clear into the beginning. So you only billed once this month. The last shipment you should have received was issues 23 through 26, correct?
Okay. I believe so. I can't remember the exact issue numbers. I know I'm looking here. It says I was December 7th, January 29th, and February 18th is the ones. And then I got November 23rd, November 12th, September 2nd. So, yeah. But the November 23rd was only for like $13.50. I think it was like a book or something.
Yes, yeah, special item.
So I'm being charged twice in February then?
No, you were billed January the 1st for $57.40, January the 29th, $57.40, and February the 26th, $57.40.
Okay, because I'm showing in my bank account January 29th, $57.40, mm-hmm. And February 18th, $57.40, and then another one pending to go through right now. And December 7th, I'm showing $57.40.
Hold on.
So I'm showing the January 29th one you're talking about, but then I'm also showing the February 18th, and then, like I said, I got another one pending, so.
Let me look into that one moment.
Okay.
All right, thank you so much for your patience. So just to confirm, no, you were only billed once. However, on the 17th, that was the day that you should have also received tracking to confirm that it has left our warehouse. So it went from being pending to being fully withdrawn from your account as of, that's when it cleared on the 17th, because we never fully withdraw the funds until the merchandise leaves the warehouse. But that has been pending
since. Right,
which was on. What were you saying?
Okay. So, I mean, as far as charges that I've got so far, the 18th, you say it was pending on the 17th, but charged on the 18th.
Correct. So here's the thing. Look, think about it like this. On my end, it shows that on January the 29th, your package was sent to our warehouse. However, it never left the warehouse until February the 17th. And then that's when you've seen the $50.40 from January the 29th be officially withdrawn. But it's been just in your account, it's just been sitting in pending status. We wanted to assure the funds were available so that when the item was ready to ship out, we can go ahead and just withdraw the funds. So look at 217 as
I'm showing,
as the package from 129.
Okay. I'm so lost. Okay, because it's showing that I was charged. My bank's showing I was charged on the 29th and charged on the 18th.
We withdrew the funds but placed the funds in pending status. from the 29th of January up until the 17th. And if you look into your email from Eagle Moss, you will see that's also the day that we provided you with tracking, because the system will not clear anything until the merchandise leaves. That's when the system will officially just go ahead and send you
a right invoice. I know what you're showing on your end, but I'm telling you, in my bank account, I was charged on the 29th of January and on the 18th of February. Am I misunderstanding you? I know you say you put it on pending, but I was actually charged.
Yeah, I see the way it looks, but if I were you, I would contact your bank, and they can confirm that if you balance your account, you will see that you're not missing anything. It's just one of those things to where, again, it went from just making sure the funds are there and then when the merchandise shipped out, but you haven't been billed twice this month. That's just when everything cleared and shipped out.
Well, if this one is in pending status right now, charges this month, then I will have two this month. I guess I'll wait and make sure, because, I mean, it's showing. And if I call the bank, they're going to tell me, yeah, because, I mean, it's showing. It's took out $5,740 on the 29th of January and $5,740 on the February 18th. And they're showing a pending status for $5,740 for another one right now.
Mm-hmm. So you were billed on today. And the package is en route to you. But basically, per every transaction on your account that officially clear, you can pair it with the emails that we sent, and you should have only received a total of 7 withdrawals from us. But I, again, because our billing and shipping days only take place on Tuesdays and Fridays, that also could be the reason as to why it looks like that. But again, the charge that you see on the 17th is for January shipment.
Okay.
Is for February shipment, but you're not going to get it, of course, until March.
Right, but I've already been charged. That's what I'm saying. I've already been charged once for February, and now there's another one pending that I'll get in March. So is the one that it's impending, is that my January or my March?
The transaction that's pending at the moment is for February shipment.
Okay.
The next time you're scheduled to be billed for the month of March is March the 23rd.
Okay. Because, I can tell you exactly what's come through already and been charged and missing out of my account, and that's January 29th and February 18th on my end, and a December 7th. Do you show a December 7th?
I see that you were billed December the 1st, so maybe it didn't clear until the 7th, but yes, the beginning
right.
of December.
And then I got one, for January 29th, and you don't show one at all for February 18th.
I see it, but again, that's the same day that we confirmed the merchandise was sent. So we were just confirming with you that the transaction that has been in pending status for January the 29th package, it was pending on the 29th of January, officially cleared because the merchandise was shipped out. But again, it's one of those things to where if you look, it's not as if you're being
double billed. They took the money out of my account on January 29th. I mean, I'm telling you, I'm looking at it. They actually debited my account $5,740 on the 29th of January. And then they debited it again on the 18th of February. And you're saying that the 29th was only a pending, but they actually charged me. Because I called last month because I had two charges pending at the same time. One of them actually disappeared, and then they charged me for the one. So I was like, oh, okay. But then on the 18th, I got charged again, and now I got another pending in there.
So the best way that I can explain this, outside of you contacting your bank and confirming that It's not multiple. It's not as if you're paying more than what you're receiving. Again, we only bill and ship out twice a week. Nothing goes out on weekends. So therefore, if we rebuild on a Friday, if it doesn't ship out Tuesday, it may take until that, you know, that up, you know, like a whole week for it to fully clear. Right. And that happens sometimes. Okay. And that's the best way I can visually explain why you see the difference, that delay within the dates. But per month, you are only billed once to receive four parts.
Okay. All right. I mean, as far as I can tell, yeah, January 29th, I was billed. 18th of February, I was billed. So, yeah, you're right, once a month. And December 7th, once a month. November was a special month because I was billed twice, but one was for $13.50, so that was something else that came with it. But, yeah, so far it's once a month, so I guess I'll just keep an eye on that other pending charge and see when it actually goes through.
Awesome. All right. Is there anything else that I can assist you with?
No, ma'am. You're doing good.
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you for calling Eagle Moss and enjoy your day.
Thank you. You too.
You're welcome. Goodbye.
Bye.